Welcome to Cultivating Hearts. Mm-hmm. We're back in the studio and with I'm just Janelle. It's not Janelle, it's your sister Jessica.
But it's the Linnell that causes you want to say Janelle.
I think it is. I don't know. Tear myself, Sandy. Oh, this is going to be good. Okay, we're still in James 2, 14 through 26. And I was going to read a quote from Charles Spurgeon. The child of God works not for life, but from life. He does not work to be saved. He works because he is saved. Mm-hmm. That kind of sums it up a little bit of this chapter we're in. And Tara's going to go on and we're going to talk about Rahab and Abraham.
We are. It's so exciting. And I love the fact that he brings in these two people from the Old Testament. And we'll talk about them more specifically in a minute. It's just such a great passage. We've read some really good things about what is faith, and then faith and works, and then how they work together and how we reap what we sow. And we've been reminded over and over that faith produces action. It's not action that produces faith. It's faith that produces action that brings about righteousness that's going to have life change. And so we're going to have Jessica read for us the James 2, 14 through 26 now.
What good is it, dear brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith but don't show it by your actions? Can that kind of faith save anyone? Suppose you see a brother or sister who has no food or clothing, and you say, goodbye and have a good day, stay warm and eat well, but then you don't give that person any food or clothing. What good does that do? So you see, faith by itself isn't enough. Unless it produces good deeds, it is dead and useless. Now someone may argue, some people have faith, others have good deeds. But I say, how can you show me your faith if you don't have good deeds? I will show you my faith by my good deeds. You say you have faith, for you believe that there is one God. Good for you. Even the demons believe this, and they tremble in terror. How foolish. Can't you see that faith without good deeds is useless? Don't you remember that our ancestor Abraham was shown to be right with God by his actions when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see, his faith and his actions work together. His actions made his faith complete. And so it happened just as the scriptures say, Abraham believed God and God counted him as righteous because of his faith. He was even called the friend of God. So you see, we are shown to be right with God by what we do, not by faith alone. Rahab the prostitute is another example. She was shown to be right with God by her actions when she hid those messengers and sent them safely away by a different road. Just as the body is dead without breath, so also faith is dead without good works.
Hmm. I just love this. Mm. And I love that he uses Abraham and Rahab.
Yeah.
And, okay, so let's just get it out there. Why Abraham and why Rahab?
Let's get
all right,
it out
come
there.
On. You guys just talk to me about it. Why do you think these two?
I feel like they're polar opposites. That yes. Abraham was their, you know, idolized mm-hmm. person, that he did everything right. He is our father. And Rahab was known as a prostitute and known as someone who is the lowest of the low. And
just very looked down upon mm-hmm. as opposed to mm-hmm. Abraham, who was like on a pedestal.
Yeah, right. It's such a good one to let everybody know. God saves everybody mm-hmm. if you allow mm-hmm. him to. Doesn't matter.
And the crazy thing is that both of them are listed in the Hall of Faith in mm-hmm, Hebrews.
Right. Yes.
Like, and so I have hope because Abraham lies yep. about his wife.
Yep.
He calls her his sister. It's true, but it's a half-truth. He does it because he doesn't want to get killed.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. I mean, just God allows us to see all of their stuff. And yet here they are used as examples to show us faith mm-hmm. in action. Mm-hmm. And it gives me hope. Does it give you guys hope?
Absolutely.
Does it help you believe that God can use you?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Anybody.
And, right. And so there is no person I can sit with and not see the potential for kingdom.
And that's mm-hmm. so important for people to remember mm-hmm. right there, you mm-hmm. know.
I had a young man look at me the other day and he said, I want it. But I don't have your passion yet. Mm. I don't know how to get that. And I've been praying actually for him for a couple of years. I told him, I said, have you ever asked for it? And he just kind of looked at me and he didn't say it, but his eyes said it. He's like, I don't know that I want to ask that yet. And And I just smiled at him. I said, at some point, you're going to reach the point where you're going to be willing to say, I want to be passionate for you, God. I want you to be the one that I am willing to mm-hmm. suffer for and surrender mm-hmm. to. And when that happens, just make sure I know, because I want to see the fruit of what God's going to do. Mm-hmm. And that was a really cool, great moment. It's crazy because he's just not ready, and he respects what I believe. He just isn't ready to have it and own it. Mm-hmm. And he's not willing to pick up the pen and write.
I think it's just scary to people.
Right,
because they don't want to give things up sometimes.
Yeah, that's it. But we keep praying. His name's still on the list, and I'm still praying that the eyes of his heart be enlightened, mm-hmm. that he come to know Jesus. Mm-hmm. So it's amazing, because faith produces action. So, Linnell, why don't you reread for us the verses 20 through 24? Let's just go into this one again.
Of James 2?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
James 2.
You got it? She's got it.
Yeah, I had math.
There we go.
Okay. How foolish can't you see that faith without good deeds is useless? Don't you remember that our ancestor Abraham was shown to be right with God by his actions when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see, his faith and his actions work together. His actions made his faith complete. And so it happened, just as the scriptures say, Abraham believed God, and God counted him as righteous because of his faith. He was even called the friend of God. So you see, we are shown to be right with God by what we do, not by faith alone.
So faith with actions makes faith complete and a friend of God. Mm-hmm. Oh! Like, really, okay, faith, and this is the process. It's faith, then faith in action, faith that's complete, a friend of God. Mm. I am, like, blown away by God, like, just sitting there and reading it. He was shown right by his actions. I don't know. Sometimes I wonder, it's like, well, what does that look like? And then I get messed up in thinking, well, I have to think through that I do the right actions. And then I get messed up because my mind's all focused on me.
Doing the right thing. Mm-hmm.
It's just this messed up thing in my head. Am I the only one that does that?
No.
I'm just like... And so asking God, my request this year is that I'm praying that I am at a point that literally I have this quiet confidence in who God is, and that I'm confident that I can call upon his character and his generosity and his unfailing love and his faithfulness, and so trust that I don't have to be where I'm whatever it is that I can be that's so sinful, and because I can be. Mm-hmm. And that somehow I get so aware, it's just I'm in him, quiet, just being in him, that is found in me. Mm-hmm. So that the person that needs it has that quiet confidence in them, and that causes them to do what James, we read earlier of, you know, well, actually it's later, it's in James 4:8, that if you draw near to God, God will draw near to you. Mm-hmm. And so that can be welcomed and a part of a person's normal life pattern.
I think it has to be a habit, though. And I think that's where I at least get hung up, is that I want to do this just being in God's presence and enjoying him daily and moment by moment. And life just often gets in the way. And so it has to be this intentional time mm-hmm. where I meditate on who he is and on his character and spend time in scripture and pray about the little things. I lost a little piece of a pen the other day, and I was like, God, this is so not important. But if you could help me find this, it would be really great. And then, like, I found it, and it was just like, God, you did not need to help me with that. But it was so wonderful, and just... I don't know. Those little things increase my faith, because mm-hmm. it helps me see the goodness of God and how he's kind and gracious. And he didn't need to help me with that, but he chose to because he loves me. And mm-hmm. it was just
so
great.
Beautiful.
I love it, too, when he does the little things like that. You know, people think that's silly that you're doing. I don't. I'm thinking, who better to ask?
That's an example of I'm a friend of God. Did you have something, Linnell?
Well, just bouncing off what she said, because... Well, kind of what you said about feeling like you have to do the right thing, or like thinking about, okay, is what I'm doing like good enough? Like asking for a little thing shouldn't be looked down on, or something that like this isn't good enough to ask God to like help me with this, or this is like too big, obviously he can't do this, or, and we don't think those things through, but we just don't ask for big stuff or the little stuff because we don't have the confidence, we don't have the assurance in ourselves that God can really do anything or deliver us from this particular struggle or find this thing that we've been looking for a long time. It's just, I don't know, I think about it too much to the point where I just get lost in my own thoughts and lost in the craziness, and it really is just a very simple thing to just ask God simple questions and just ask him to be with us and ask ourselves, like, you know, to go into his presence and to really just be there with him. I just feel like we make such a big deal out of it because we feel like it has to be this whole big ordeal.
Yeah. Nope. I think so often our lack of faith comes from a lack of knowing who God is, or really believing who God is. That when I know that God's character loves me and is good and, you know, and is powerful and mighty, like, how can I not have faith? Because it's like he's proven himself over and over and shown how great he is. And I think when people are scared of giving their lives over to God, it's because they don't know who he is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They don't know how incredible he is and how following him is truly the best thing we can do for our lives.
Yeah. I think you always have to think, how big is your God? Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of people put God in a little box, you know, instead of just, he's big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I agree with you, but I'm going to do a correction in that we need to make sure it's not our created God, but it's the God of the Bible.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because I think the reason why we do not walk by faith is because we have been, maybe we have been under false teaching. Maybe we do have a false belief system of what and who God is, how he behaves. And so making sure that we understand, and going back to what Jess was saying, and if we know his character, I'm very excited because several of my RA women have taken on focusing on reading scripture, and as they're reading it, marking and pulling up the character of God, because it is the character of God. It is the character of God. And if we know him, we will know ourselves. Right. And then we will know others, and we'll be able to move forward in that righteousness because God is righteousness.
Right. We did the storing with Pauline, and we still do it. That's when we always look for the character of God in the little scripture that we're
One of my girls, she brought in, and she was having a really bad time at one point last year, and she brought in her Bible and wanted me to see all the things that she had learned about the character of God. And so that I could see the fruit that had come from her study, because she had met him in such an intimate way. And it's just, it's a sweetness when you see that, because that confidence is built. And then we are able to be quiet and confident in him and not in the struggle and the mess of our thoughts, because I go there too. I think we all do. Don't be serious. We all do. This is so crazy. So Abraham's faith, he was willing to obey even when it meant he would lose his son. It's just crazy. Mm-hmm. And in this, let's think on the type of actions that he had to do. He had to get his son, leave his family, gather the stuff that they were going to need, climb that mountain. And every single step, to me, it would have been a step of release that, you know, and this is the promise that God had fulfilled, and yet he was willing to do it. So I'm thinking through, what are steps that maybe today someone might have that would be their step of faith? Mm-hmm. And each of us should have something that we're walking in faith. You guys be thinking, I'm going to share kind of what I'm walking in faith right now on. But if you have something that you have steps you need to be taking because you're walking by faith, and I call it faithing it. We're getting ready to leave for Israel. I know this recording will be posted after the Israel trip, much longer after we've gone on the trip. But I'm preparing to leave on Sunday, and there are so many things that I need to do. And it's been crazy. My mom, she's who I often tell my needs to. And literally one morning we were praying, and she said, God, right now I ask you to send to Tara the people that she needs so that she can get things done, because it's more than what she can accomplish. And I went home that day, and unknown to Karen, Karen's a student that's living with us, not knowing, and I have this list of things that I want done because of Grant's graduation and Israel and stuff, not knowing what was on my list or even the prayer. At the time we prayed about 8:50. She had walked into the house, and she had a little bit of time. She works the night shift, and she had a little bit of time before she was going to lay down and go to sleep. It was almost the exact same time. She walked into my kitchen. She's like, oh, let me do this for Tara. And she literally did one of the things that I had specifically said that was, like, stressing me out. Mm-hmm. And when I came home, it was done. And no idea. And so when we do take that time to talk to God and bring it to him, it's crazy how he'll fulfill it. Linnell is one of the people that he has also brought, and that she's coming in and helping me with tremendous amount of organization when it comes to the student and leader booklets. And you can't imagine the hours that she has spent, and that's hours I would have had to do at night, and so I'm not having to because she's doing it. And then another former student that's graduated has come and helped me with other things at home, and none of them were people that, you know, it's like, you know, hey, I need help kind of thing. It's, you know, conversations happen, then something happens, and, you know, contacted me or just whatever. It's crazy how God has done it, and yet all three of them were an answer to prayer. And so even faith walking, and that we listen in obedience, and how we can be that to somebody else. And then Sandy did the same thing, and that she made 10 pounds of Sloppy Joes. And the crazy thing is that was so much Sloppy Joe, even with the, I don't know how many people that came to Grant's graduation party. We still have some Sloppy Joe for him to have when we're traveling. So he has
good
food for when we're traveling.
Good.
And so God will answer, and you don't even have to tell people, and nope, he makes it happen. And so it's a beautiful thing, but we have to be willing to surrender ourselves to God and trust him in that. So what are you doing to faith walk it? We have 40 seconds.
Go for it, girls.
I mean, with support raising for Ireland, I feel like everything is a faith walk, because I don't know what the next day is going to look like. I don't know if people are going to get back to me, or if they're just going to say, no, I can't help, or just ignore it altogether. So trusting God with all of that has been a fun adventure.
Okay, and if you would like to donate or contact Jess about, you go to?
Contact me at applegarthdesigns@gmail.com.
Okay. I'm hoping somebody will. At least just one. Well, we're done. So faith without works is dead. God bless.